At Desjardins Insurance, we put the care in taking care of business. Your business to be exact. Our agents take the time to understand your company so you get the right coverage at the right price. Whether you rent out your building, represent a condo corporation, or own a cleaning company, we make insurance easy to understand so you can focus on the big stuff, like your small business. Get insurance that's really big on care. Find an agent today at Desjardins.com/business coverage.
This is a CBC podcast.
Hi, it's Mark Kelly here. You might know me from my regular gig as co-host of the CBC's The Fifth Estate. You'll be hearing more from me when I fill in for Matt as he crosses the country talking to Canadians about the election. I hope you tune in and please enjoy the current podcast. Later this afternoon, Donald Trump is expected to announce the full scope of his tariff plans. We still don't know exactly what he'll announce. Will this be a flat tariff of 20% on all goods coming into the U.S., or will some countries get a lower rate? It's a head spinning enough trying to keep track of what tariffs the Trump administration has already imposed on Canadian goods, but hey, let me take a crack at it. We've got 25% tariffs on steel and aluminum, 10% on energy. Then there's a 25% tariff on cars and light trucks assembled outside the U.S. So will these tariffs disappear now, or will the new tariffs be stacked on top of the existing tariffs? You're forgiven if you want to scream at the radio or your phone in a fit of tariff fatigue or frustration. Whatever Donald Trump announces this afternoon, the economic damage and political fallout of the U.S.-Canada trade war is likely to deepen. To get an idea of what Canadians can expect and what can be done to mitigate the damage, we've reached Lisa Raitt. She's Managing Director and Vice Chair of Global Investment Banking at CIBC Capital Markets. She's also a former minister in Stephen Harper's Conservative government. Lisa, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thanks for having me, Mark.
Give us your view. What are you bracing for? I mean, the people around you, what are you bracing for today from the Rose Garden at the White House?
Well, it's funny you should say that you're pulling your hair out trying to figure out what all of the tariffs mean and how they all work together, because I think that's the key. It's the uncertainty that has most of the conversation space, I think, right now. We don't quite know what we're going to be facing. And it's hard to come up with solutions if you don't know what the problem is. So we're kind of like boxing in the dark in the moment. In the meantime, business will continue. You know, we're going to continue to have commerce. We're going to continue to have trade. It's just people are now thinking about things of the nature of, well, what are we going to do if we can no longer export into the United States and be competitive? Are we going to set up shop in the United States? Are we just going to have to lay off a ton of people here in Canada? And once the parameters are in play, people will take the decisions based upon the plans they're making. It's not like they've been sitting idle for the last month. They've been trying to figure out